All right, so it feels like a bomb dropped, at least where GSA is concerned. Now, you've met Martha Johnson, and what does it say to you that she resigned over something that, from all appearances, she only had partial say over?
Well, yeah, I do know Martha Johnson, and she's had a long and, I think, distinguished career of public service, and she's worked in the private sector as well. And I think she's modeling, the ultimate in accountability. This took place about 6 months after she was confirmed as the GSA administrator. She could have removed a few folks, which she did, and then assumed that was going to take care of it. But instead, she's gone further. She the buck did stop at her desk, and she's taken responsibility and resigned. So I think it's a loss to the public service. But as an agency head, she did acknowledge that she had ultimate responsibility and took the ultimate step here. So, I mean, it's a good mark for Martha. I think it's sad for GSA that they found themselves in this situation.
Let's talk for a minute about the findings overall and what that might mean for leadership at all levels of GSA. I mean, the IG said he found just extraordinary expenses in this Las Vegas conference, sort of an over-the-top approach. And to me, that signals that there is something that leadership is doing, perhaps not Johnson in particular, but somewhere along the chain of command. How do you read this as somebody who works for a nonprofit that helps government leaders be leaders?
It's a good point, Emily. And what happened here was that either it was the culture or the actions of a few individuals that were not reined in. But if you read the IG report, which is posted on federalnewsradio.com, it's not that a training conference is inappropriate. You know, federal employees do need to be trained. It's that in this case, they violated some of their own agency policies and sub-procurement regulations. It's interesting if you go to the end of the report and you take a look at Martha Johnson's response, she doesn't contest any of the findings. In fact, she says, yes, I concur with the findings, and I concur with the recommendations. And part of the recommendations were to hold management officials accountable, which she did, including herself. But what it says, Emily, I think for the federal executives out there are a couple things. First of all, you have to understand as a federal manager, as a federal executive, you work in a fishbowl in government. Your actions are discoverable. When I was in government, you know, we operated under what might now be called the Federal News Radio and the Washington Post rule. If whatever you're doing and whatever decisions you're making, if they were to end up as the lead story on Federal News Radio or the front page of the Washington Post, how would that look? Clearly, this story is both. And clearly it doesn't look good. So I think for federal executives, you have to understand, you know, you're in a fishbowl and be conscious of that. Second, learn the procurement rules and policies. It may be that there were a few expenditures here which folks thought were appropriate. Hard to believe that all of them were seen as such. But ignorance is not an excuse. So you have to learn the policies and rules, and you have to abide by them. And so the third thing is you have to do the right thing, but if something goes wrong, you have to step up, you have to correct it, and then you have to deal with the consequences. I think something quite interesting that ties into this situation is the introduction last week by Senator Akaka of an SES Reform Act bill, Senate Bill 2249, which, among other things, would establish an onboarding program for new executives and rotation programs, so you kind of learn the environment in different places and you don't get captured by one particular culture. I think that's exactly the sort of thing that we need to think about in terms of how do we prevent current or future mishaps of this nature.
We're speaking with John Palguta, the Vice President for Policy at the Partnership for Public Service. And, John, do you think there's the possibility, in general, maybe it happened in this case, we don't know for sure, but in general, that the SES layer can almost get sidestepped when you have an exuberant political class in an agency and some of the people below the SESers get carried away thinking, wow, they want a really big conference or they want a really big this, that, or the other. Let's go whole hog.
Well, that's right, Tom. We had political appointees involved, we had career executives, and we had career managers. And I haven't seen anything in the IG report that suggests that this was being directed. But what you're suggesting is that at the career level, you may imply or infer that your leadership wants certain things and even if they may be on the bounds, you try to go that extra step, and you can't do that. Being a career executive is a tough job. I've been in that job, and you have to not only manage down, but you have to manage up. So as a career executive, you need to sometimes be able to go talk to your political appointees and say, boss, I understand what you want here. If we go down this road, we can get in trouble. Maybe there's a different way we can go to meet the same objective, which is within the rules and regulations and the spending guidelines. But you cannot simply salute and march because you may be marching off in the wrong direction.
And so, John, what do the senior executives in place today, the day after, if you will, what do they do to keep people's morale reasonable and to keep people focused on the work and not worrying about all the publicity?
Well, I think it's an interesting thing also, just as a quick aside, Tom, GSA in the Best Places to Work rankings has been in the top 10 since the beginning, and senior leadership at GSA based on employee feedback gets good marks. It'll be interesting to see what happens in this next survey. But to answer your question, I think, executives in the aftermath, have to talk to employees and say, look, okay, here's what went wrong. It's full disclosure, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Let employees know. Don't ignore this situation. You've got to let employees know that, we did something wrong. Here's our plan of action to not only correct what went wrong, if possible, but to ensure that it doesn't happen down the road. And then I would ask those employees to help. If you see something out there that you think isn't right, let us know. You don't have to keep quiet and see a train wreck coming. It's okay to wave the red flag. And say, hey, boss, it's we might want to rethink this, whatever we're doing here, if it doesn't look right.